Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heat and Chop.
And today on the Startup Chat, I want to talk about this concept of not working for other people when you're an entrepreneur.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the deal, Heaton. I spoke at an event the other day, and this was a bit of a different event that I typically speak at. It was run by very good friends of mine. That's why I stopped by to do this, because the majority of the audience were actually students in their final year or so of study, right? And it was an event about career hacks. So a bunch of people that were quote-unquote successful came to speak about their career and what young people could learn from it. And I was like, what the fuck do I do here? I never had a job or a career, and probably everything I'll tell you is going to make these young people that want to go out there in the world and have these amazing jobs in large companies probably make bad choices. So one of the things that came out of that talk that really made me think and made me want to talk to you about was that at some point, I was at the beginning of my talk, just to understand the audience better, I asked the audience, I queried the audience on a bunch of things, right? I asked for age and people had to raise their hand. I asked for interests. I wanted just to understand better who's in the room. And one of the questions that I asked, poorly formulated probably, was who here wants to work for other people, right? Versus wanting to work for themselves. And a bunch of people raised their hand and whatever. And then the first person that asked me a question was, she said, hey, Stelly, in the beginning, you asked who wants to work for other people. I raised my hand, but I kind of felt bad about it because I thought that you probably judge this. You know, you've been an entrepreneur your whole life. You're a founder. You're so successful. And so you look at me as somebody that just wants to get a great job and work for somebody else, and you look down on that. So I felt conflicted. So what is your opinion on people that want to work, have a real job and work somewhere else? Do you think these people are not as ambitious? Would you advise me to not, like, to maybe change my mindset? Maybe this is limited thinking and I should only want to work for myself. And I was shocked about the question and grateful that she asked it, because that was not really my intention. And so I talked a little bit about, you know, it being phrased poorly, but also the point that it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or not, you always work for other people, right? Just because you're the founder and CEO doesn't mean that you don't have a boss. It just means everybody's your boss. It means that all your employees are people you work for. All your customers are people you work for. You probably have, even on top of that, the worst boss in the world, which is yourself, you know, in many, many regards. So you, no matter if you're an entrepreneur, or no matter if you are, you know, working for the public sector or work for the private sector, you're always going to have to work for somebody and with other people, right? It doesn't really matter. And then it reminded me that there are a lot of entrepreneurs I know and founder friends I have that will brag, I could never work for somebody else. I never want to work for anybody else than myself. And I'm like, that's kind of like bragging that I would never have sex with somebody else. I only make love to myself. Like, it's not that great of a philosophy to have. So I don't know. I wanted to talk about this and unpack this a little bit more, this idea of wanting to be an entrepreneur or a founder because you don't want to work for, quote unquote, the man, or don't want to work for anybody else, or think you can work for other people. Let's talk about this and if it's right or wrong. I happen to think that it's a little bit of a distorted reality and not really true, not at least not if you're successful or want to be successful and valuable.
Oh, man. I'm going to start by saying the key point I think you made for me about this is everybody works for themselves.
Mm.
And I think we all get it twisted. Founders get it twisted. Team members and companies get it twisted. Freelancers get it twisted. I love that you said, hey, you know, we all have a boss, right? And I think a lot of people like to hear that. They like to feel like, you know, a founder isn't special in the sense of, like, you know, on one hand, anyone could do it. On the other hand, not everyone should do it. And so I don't think you're wrong. I used to say things like what you said. I really did. You know, I used to say, hey, you know, I have lots of bosses, or this and that. You know what, though? We're all our own bosses. And I think that realization will just change the way you think about whether you're an employee, so to speak, a freelancer, work for yourself in some way, or a founder. And what I mean by that is, like, there's a mindset that people should have. That this is what I believe. The mindset should be that I'm here. You know, if you want to get real, like woo-woo, I'm here on this planet, right, to work on myself and improve myself. And it doesn't matter how I do that. For some of us, being founders is the best way we can do that. For other people, being part of a company is the best way they can do that, but not the founder, right? There are some people that don't want that stress of being a founder. And in my opinion, I don't look down on anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. As long as you're looking to improve yourself, I'm good. And honestly, people that might not look like they are, they are. They're here. They're alive. They're looking to improve themselves, right? So, I don't know. I know I took it to another place, but
no,
to me, like,
I love that. That's why I like talking to you, asshole, right? Because I'll frame something. I'll frame something in one way, and you'll turn it around. And now it went from having one dimension to having many, right? Because for me, it was a little bit about encouraging people, like telling people, hey, a founder or an entrepreneur is not better than you. But it was also, I think more importantly, who I had in mind emotionally were the douchebag founders I know that think they're better because they would never work for somebody else. And I'm like, you're not better than them. But what you did, which is more beautiful in my mind, is like you turn around and instead of like we all work for somebody, you made it we all work for ourselves, which is a much more empowering way of thinking about it. So I fucking love that. I love that you take things and you put them in another way.
Even that douchebag founder needs to believe that they can't work for anyone else.
Mm.
If you want to empathize with them, they need to believe that. You know why they need to believe that? They need to believe that they have no other option. They need to believe that the alternative to what they're doing today does not exist for them. So they're just saying that because they don't want that alternative to exist for them. And they're saying it out of being scared of that alternative. And it takes a while for you to get out of that. If you're now a founder all of a sudden, right? It takes a while for you to get out of having that cushion, having that feeling that I can just go do that, right? Many people started like that and they worked at a job. And then they decided to start their own company. And now they realize that they never should have worked for anyone, right? Some of us, though, are like, fuck, I don't know if I could work for anyone. I really don't. That being said, I'm sure I could. And I'm sure I'd be great at it. But I think a lot of those people just say that because it's the fear. And it's the fear of that being a possibility. When, like, in reality, like, you don't need to fear that. If you're meant to, like, you know, work on your own shit as a founder, freelancer, whatever, and have that responsibility for yourself, then do that. If you're not, and you're not gravitating towards it, and you want a little more stability, a little more of your life, so to speak, you know, in many areas, not just work, so to speak, then like, guess what? Like, don't do that. So I would tell people, actually, I would discourage them to be a founder. It's not because they can't do it. It's because I'm not sure if they know what it means. And I'd rather talk about what it means. And it means this almost ultimate realization of you being your own boss. So that would be the way I would go further and expand on what I said, which is like, if you want that ultimate feeling of being your own boss, so to speak, and like literally owning that, I think being a founder is how you get that. Because you're just, I mean, the thing is a struggle. You have to manage yourself. You're not managing anyone else. You're not sitting there being managed either. Mm. You have to manage yourself and everything comes out of that. And that's the reality. And so, no, I don't wish it upon anybody. I don't think anyone should do it, to be honest. I think it's much easier to have a job. And I think it's okay that it's much easier. And it's okay if you want a job. Like, that's okay. That's good. We need you too. We need you because you are probably way more emotional. You're probably way more emotionally stable than any founder out there.
Yeah, probably have much less of like whatever deficiencies many founders have that they try to overcompensate for by, you know, changing the world and building incredible solutions. I love that. Like, we could take this to so many other different places, but I kind of don't want to. I feel like what you just said and how you wrapped this up was a really beautiful, deep and empowering and honest little message to send out there in the world. So I kind of just want to wrap this up in a red ribbon, you know, and send this episode off to the world.
Let's do it. How do we wrap it up?
We just
it's
say
good.
I get it. We just, you brought up a good topic.
There you go. We just say thank you for listening. And as always, we're always happy to get a 5-star review on iTunes from you. We always love to hear from you. If you want to work for somebody, work for yourself. If you want to talk, if something you heard Hidden and me talk about this episode touched you or made you think about something you want to share, we want to hear from you. We love every email we get, and we get many. Just send us an email, steli@close.io, hnshaw@gmail.com, and till the next episode.
Later.